We're speaking now with Ed Fox, who is the harm reduction manager at Project SafePoint and will be a speaker at Tuesday's Health Autonomy Clinic. Ed, welcome to the show. Can you tell us about Project SafePoint and your role in the program?
Oh, thanks, Alexis. Great to be here. So I'm the harm reduction manager at Project SafePoint. Project SafePoint, we're a public health program. We provide harm reduction services for people who use drugs. Grant-funded programming. We provide HIV, hepatitis C, and overdose prevention services. You know, our services are designed, to be, really low threshold, passive services, example, syringe exchange, right through substance use treatment. We have a range of different programming. We do HIV, hep C testing. Like I said, we do syringe exchange. We do hep C patient navigation. We do reentry services. It's a range of different services and, at varying levels, like low thresholds services. So some of our goals really are, to respond to the disproportionate rates of disease and death, with people who use drugs, really reaching, vulnerable and disengaged populations, linking people who use drugs with services that will decrease the negative impacts of their substance use and increase their safety. So, we do a lot of overdose prevention training. And I think most people, who would know me here would say, okay, you're the guy who does all the Narcan trainings. We've been doing Narcan training in 12 counties surrounding the Capital District for a very long time. The good news is obviously there's a lot more programs doing overdose prevention training now and handing out Narcan kits, but it's something we continue to do. Like I said, we cover 12 counties surrounding the Capital District, and our job is engagement. It's like really connecting with people who use drugs.
Ed, from your role within Project SafePoint, are you seeing a crisis within a crisis in this pandemic?
Yeah, I mean, I think, it's been crazy. I mean, it really has. The overdose rates have, really spiked. We're seeing in some counties that we work in, example, Greene County, we've seen, from 2019 to 2020, and this is just OD map, so it's going to be higher than this, but there's been a six-fold increase in overdose rates. So, and, that's just one example. It's all of the counties we're seeing significant increases. Relapse is the other thing as well. Obviously, we're seeing a lot of relapse for obvious reasons, isolation, stress, all of the things associated with this pandemic. So absolutely, we have seen, the impact. It's been significant for the people we work with.
How is Project SafePoint being affected and how are you responding to COVID?
So our services, have continued. Our syringe exchange program is an essential service. So that is has been up and running from the beginning. How we deliver services looks slightly different. We have to think of the safety of, our clients and our staff as well, of course. So we have mobile units that are, temporarily on hold. We've decided for, safety reasons and, crowd control and other risks to be, to bring our mobile units back in, but we continue to do special arrangement, which is deliver to somebody. We deliver our services, our harm reduction services, to somebody as requested. So if somebody is looking for any of our harm reduction services, we'll go to them. Also, our peer-delivered syringe exchange, we've really, increased that. So peer-delivered syringe exchange is, people who know people, using their circle and having them deliver services, whether that's Narcan, clean syringes works, have you like that. So we've really sort of upped the ante and really tried to reach as many people as we can. So I think we've done a pretty good job in keeping people connected. Our office has remained open and we're doing we're offering services out of our office in Albany, 100 Slingerland Street. For people can come by and we can make sure that they have what they need.
So Tuesday's workshop is going to be about harm reduction. And I want to ask from your point of view, doing these, what you say, the low level kind of services, meeting people where they're at, what does harm reduction mean to you?
So I suppose there's no universally accepted definition of harm reduction, but Really, I can say that harm reduction is a, you know, it's a public health philosophy and intervention that aims to, you know, to reduce the harms associated with problematic drug use. You know, when you say that, you know, meet people where they're at, I mean, that's very much something that you hear a lot when you talk about harm reduction. But it is very true because it is a person-centered approach. It is, you know, allowing the individual to have autonomy around their own healthcare. All very important, approaches. You know, harm reduction offers, you know, strategies that, you know, various strategies for safer use, like, for example, from safer use to managed use to abstinence, you know, encompasses all of the above. So it's not just one thing. It, you know, abstinence can be part of harm reduction as much as, you know, safer use. So, you know, it does recognize the individual. It does offer the individual, you know, a role in their own healthcare. And so it's a very you know, a positive approach to, you know, safely managing problematic drug use.
What can we learn from this philosophy of harm reduction and the history of the harm reduction movement? How can this help us moving forward in the uncertain future?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, I think, you know, something that's always, you know, been the case, I do feel that harm reduction has always been ahead of public health. I mean, public health has been guided on some levels by harm reduction, and I think, you know, that will hopefully continue to be the case. You know, some of the changes we've seen, you know, around what's happening right now, you know, we've seen a loosening of access. It's easier for people to be on medication-assisted treatment. It's been, you know, easier to sort of, you know, set that up and link people. And I feel that as we move forward, and hopefully that continues after we come out of this, whenever that's going to be, that we, you know, keep moving forward in a, you know, in a positive way, and you know, recognizing the risks and recognizing the sort of needs of you know, people who use drugs.
I want to ask, as a speaker at the Health Autonomy Clinic, can you give us a little preview of what you're going to be sharing with the group?
Yeah, I really look forward to, you know, to talking a little bit about, you know, I normally when I talk about our services and our programming, I always like to talk a little bit about, you know, harm reduction and how we work on the stages of behavior change and, you know, the continuum of care, sort of to, you know, highlight how, you know, we operate. And really talk a little bit about our programming, because we offer, you know, a lot of services. One of the, you know, challenges sometimes for us is, you know, making sure people know that these services are available. So it's important, you know, we take every opportunity we can, you know, to make people aware what's out there, what's available, you know, how, you know, we provide non-judgmental services. And we're not out there advertising. It's important that word of mouth spreads and that people are aware that the services are there, and, you know, we want to be connected to as many people as we can. I think one of the important, you know, pieces, our role, engagement is our big thing. So if we can't engage with people, then we can't work with them. So I think, you know, you're always trying to sort of message that, always put that out there, make sure that people get connected. So I'm really wanting to talk a little bit about our lines of service and, you know, what we offer. And, you know, hopefully people will have lots of questions and, you know, we can, you know, answer them and
So just 30 seconds left. Anybody out there who may be listening who may want to learn more about Project SafePoint Services, how do they get in touch with you? Where can they find you?
Yeah, so we have a hotline, you know, a 24/7 hotline. Our hotline is, you know, it's a hotline. It's not a helpline. It's, you know, we connect with people through our hotline. Our number, I'm going to read it out on the air here. It's 1-866-930-4999. Our hotline is for, you know, it's a single point of access for people who may need services, you know, whether that's after an overdose, whether that's, you know, somebody who needs linkage to treatment. So, you know, that's one way of connecting with us. We're here in our office from Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30, 518-449-3581 is our number. We can be connected that way. Our mobile units are, like I said, off you know, they're off the road right now, but they will be coming back on again, are in Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. So, you know, these are ways of connecting with us. Our Facebook page is projectsafepointcc.org. That's our website. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/projectsafepoint. So that's our Facebook page. So, you know, we're happy to hear from anybody, and you know, please reach out if you know somebody who could use our services.
And just one more quick question. You said that your services are non-judgmental. Are they also confidential?
Our syringe exchange is totally confidential. You know, we don't ask you. We use, in signing somebody up for our syringe exchange program, we ask for your initial, first and last, and your month and year of birth. And, you know, this is how we give you a syringe exchange card, but it's totally confidential. Our services are confidential.
All right. Ed Fox, Harm Reduction Manager at Project SafePoint. He will be a speaker at Tuesday night's Health Autonomy Clinic that will take place at 6:30 p.m. You can register online at facebook.com/mediasanctuary or at mediasanctuary.org.